Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba.
And we're here talking about real estate and finance. And with us, we have Bob Ward, owner of Perpetual Business, talking about business succession, continuity, legacy. So thanks again for joining us, Bob.
And value. Don't forget that value, because we were just talking about value at the end of the last segment.
My passion is helping business owners create that legacy and get paid for what they built.
Excellent. And you work all over the place, right? I think I just heard you're on your way to San Diego.
Most everything can be done by phone or email these days, but when necessary, I will be on site when requested.
Excellent. Now, folks, if our listeners have questions for you or want to know more about this topic, how can they reach you?
Very simply, start with perpetualbusiness.co. You'll get some information from a couple videos on that website, as well as a free downloadable perpetual business guide. It's a great starter to get you thinking about how to do this. And certainly, I'm always welcome for a phone call or text on my cell phone, which is 206-304-7723.
Excellent. All right. And that's perpetualbusiness.co. Not .com.
Correct.
Okay, perpetualbusiness.co. Excellent. Well, thank you again. So before the break, we were talking about, you know, kind of some of the services that you provide to sort of set up the stage for a good succession. You know, we've talked about discovery, kind of learning about the business, the key people involved with it. Also, how to value the company, how to value the business.
Yep.
When we left, we're going to jump into financing.
Yeah.
So, and as you mentioned, a lot of the folks may be buying a business. They're younger. Maybe they don't have some assets saved up. So you need to get creative.
Even if they're older, they may not have any assets
good
saved
point.
Up.
Yeah,
that's very true.
And there's just a couple ways of doing this. Someone either has a whole lot of money and they can write a $500,000 check, highly unlikely. They could potentially borrow $500,000 against assets that they have, highly unlikely. Or the owner could finance, which I don't recommend. There's too much risk in doing that. So what does that leave? I call it creative financing, which is equity accumulation. So think of an owner who is going to help the buyer through business cash flow bonus the successor employee for taking more responsibility, learning more about the business, taking some of the reins from the owner, hence earning a little extra money to get started with a percentage ownership and become a partner. So no longer a key employee. Now I'm an owner with you. Maybe it's 3%, 5%, 10%, but then that allows the process to actually begin, and it's real. It's not hoped for. I'm a partner with Eric, as an example. You own 95%. You still have control, but I am taking over more and more, and you're mentoring me and training me. So in that transition of time, duties, responsibilities, and compensation, that parallel track I was talking about, you are also working out of your ownership, and I'm working into that ownership to the point where the buyer now has 35 to 49.99% of the business.
Okay, and ready to take
the reins. And has demonstrated competence. Then the balance could be financed.
Okay, got it. Because at some point, that owner is going to need to be cashed out.
Yes.
Yeah, gone, cashed out of that, cashed out of that business.
But during that transition, even if it was, say, 10 years, that owner is likely gone after 3, 4, 5, primarily.
Right. Sure, sure.
Because the successor buyer is running it. They're doing a great job.
They don't really need to be involved in that anymore. So, okay, that makes perfect sense.
Good.
Got it. Okay, what else? What's next?
I think I would really want to emphasize that a business is all about its people. That gets under-recognized, and owners don't realize that their whole business is their people. One of my favorite business people's Harvey Firestone, very successful. And I love two of his quotes that I'm going to share right now. One, it's the growth and development of people that's the highest calling of leadership. In fact, I'm going to paraphrase that. I'm going to turn it around and say it. If you're a parent out there,
very true. Yeah.
Growth and development of your children was the highest calling of being a parent. mm-hmm. all about developing others. And his second quote is, it's only as we develop others, mm-hmm. we permanently succeed. Your business is about your people, and you want to be independent of the company, and your staff can run it without you.
Well, that guy knew how to put the rubber to the road.
He certainly did. That's very clever.
Sorry. Just a Firestone joke.
I think you handled that very well.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We never get tired.
So, okay. Well, you're also asking about what's next. I did look up the Renton Chamber. So I know you're going to be leaving tomorrow to another business trip, but not only can people reach you via, you know, the vehicles that we talked about, your website, the Facebook page, your phone number, all of that, but you will be speaking with the Business Development Committee group at the Renton Chamber on April 4th.
Something else you helped arrange, Reba. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. It was, April 10th, not the 4th. April 10th, 2018 is going to be from 8 o'clock to 9:15 roughly. And people can go to gorenton.com if they want to go and sign up for that. You don't have to be a chamber member to attend this particular event. We use these for both our membership as well as to help invite new people who might want to consider membership there. But we're just always trying to bring value to the community. And there's so many different small business owners around, even, you know, mid-sized businesses, where maybe they haven't quite started thinking about this yet, or maybe it's starting to get into their minds. I know it's certainly a lot on my mind right now. And so I just thought it was a real joy to have run into you on that plane. And I had an opportunity to really discuss a lot of business and what you do for businesses.
It was serendipity, Reba.
Yeah, absolutely. I truly believe in that. So, I thought it was fantastic. So,
and if the listeners are inspired by this show today, mm-hmm. that would be a great follow-up to attend that chamber event.
Absolutely.
Because they're going to have a PowerPoint presentation, insight, some hands-on things about actually getting their own process started.
Oh, perfect.
Called Succession by Design, the Perpetual Business.
Love it. Love it, love it. Okay, I'm excited about that. I plan on attending myself. I mean, I know I've already talked with you, but I plan on attending.
So, Bob, for the businesses that you work with, is there sort of a minimum size or a maximum size?
That's a really good question. My niche is 4 employees to 25 mm-hmm. and annual revenues of $1 million to $10 million.
Okay.
That is the niche. In the whole United States, there's roughly 5 million small businesses. Mm-hmm. And in my niche, that's probably about 3.5 million.
I was going to say, that's probably the bulk mm-hmm. of it.
Yeah. I have really limited my sights. I don't think I can actually help more than about half of those, but I'm going to do my darndest.
Yeah.
Well, you'll just got to give it the old college try,
exactly.
Do the best you can. Fantastic. And, of all the, okay, so we've talked about, the valuing of business, discovering the skills of the employees, financing, all that kind of works into the succession plan. What about technology? What about looking forward, changes in the business environment? Is that something that you have to take into consideration?
That is not in my purview. Life is changing in every industry every mm-hmm. single day.
Sure.
Whether it's banking or real estate, mm-hmm. manufacturing, it's constantly changing. And that's something that the seller and the buyer are going to have
to do. You're going to leave that one up to them. Okay.
I can't do everything, Eric.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's so many different kinds of business disruptions and stuff that's out there. But, being able to have somebody talk with someone like you, but then also be doing some of their own research as well and thinking about what is my business doing? Because, I'll go back because real estate is what I do now. We spend a lot of time thinking about the future and looking into technology and thinking also about, I love to read books like Bold and Abundance. And then, those kind of frightened me into I already came from the tech world coming into real estate, so I was already kind of ahead a lot of my peers, but it keeps going leaps and bounds even beyond. So for me, it's also then turned into then reading books like Humans Are Underrated, because it goes right back to the same thing. The first few chapters of that book made me depressed, but then it turned around and went exactly to your point, Bob, of it's about the people and the value you bring into that company.
And
that's what we're building.
And you have great people. You want to do everything in your power, creatively, financially, personally, to retain those people.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Bob Ward from Perpetual Business. Really, really appreciate your joining us today. and hope the listeners found this entertaining. Join us next Tuesday, 3 o'clock, for more real estate and finance on Open House with Team Reba.
Have a good week, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/Max Metro Eastside on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro Eastside and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Business.